Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Morning to you.
And good morning to you.
Who wants a piece of pie?
Who wants the first piece of that pie, huh?
Pie for breakfast.
Is this pie homemade?
This pie is so good.
This pie is fantastic.
I'm sorry, the pie is terrible.
Well, you know what they say.
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Say what?
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Nobody says that.
Happy National Pie Day.
Showtime.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Real pie day. Yeah.
National Pie Day today, and we're celebrating.
Yes.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. 6:05. Carla, it is Thursday morning.
It is, Mike. You know what? The weekend, do you see it? Right over there.
And
right,
what does your t-shirt say?
Yeah.
We are next in line.
Next in line, baby. You know, I was literally pandering this morning because Chef Fleming, you remember Chef Fleming?
Yeah.
He was on Facebook Live and he said, tell Mike, I said, hi, Chef Fleming. And I said, we sure haven't seen you in a while.
Or talked to him in a while.
I know. So if you are listening, Chef Fleming, we're listening.
He had a...
We're listening. And if you have a pie you'd like to drop by, mm-hmm. we would be so very, very honored if that were to happen. How
used
about
to have
that?
A shop out in Henderson. Maybe
yes,
he still does. I don't know.
I think that he still does. I know that he's still, cranking out the pastries.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That'd be kind of nice.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be nice?
Freshly baked pie this
morning. Too bad it's not National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, already had one. After the night last night I had a hot dog this morning. Oh, it tasted so good.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Sunshine today, going to be nice today. Tomorrow, high in the mid to upper 60s, 45 now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
All sorts of things happening. One quarterback says, I think I'm done.
All right, we're going to find out more about that, plus some other stories in entertainment after ABBA, Dancing Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, New York Giants fans, Eli Manning has decided to call it quits. He decided, he spent most of the season as a backup quarterback. Made it clear after this season that being a backup isn't that much fun. Doesn't have an interest in keeping that role. Now, he could return and probably will return to the organization in another role. They will have a news conference, a press conference tomorrow, 8 o'clock our time, and he will talk to the media then.
He had quite the career, played 15, 16 seasons.
Yeah.
He won two Super Bowls, and both Super Bowl wins were over Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
That's right. Yeah. I thought he might come back for another. He did win. He went back and played the game.
Yeah.
One of the last couple of games that they had, won it. But, I like him, too. I really like Eli Manning. No scandal there.
No.
No scandal
there. Just played football.
Yeah, he really did, man.
Too bad.
Ellen DeGeneres, she has been working a little understaffed. The flu is going around everywhere, and it's actually hit her staff pretty hard.
But then I heard she had the flu, and I knew we were in trouble, because then it's going to spread, because we all work very closely together. Then Kevin got it, then Ed got it, and he never calls in sick. And then my producer, Matt Wright, got it. He does call in sick, but usually because he's hungover. And I think everyone was sent home because everybody was so nervous. And it's good that they're being extra cautious. Right now, the office has more germs than the hot tub on The Bachelor.
Yes, exactly.
That's not
exactly.
good.
Exactly. No, it's not good.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I think it's a publicity stunt, but Planters has officially killed off Mr. Peanut.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll show his funeral in a commercial during the Super Bowl. I'm sure it's a stunt. It's got to be a stunt.
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to kill off the Pillsbury Doughboy next with a high cholesterol, a yeast infection? What are we? Come on, people.
They're all dying.
Let it go. But a big happy birthday to Richard Dean Anderson. You know him as MacGyver.
He was so super smart.
He sure was. He was also on General Hospital back in the day. He turned 70 years old, and he's making a whole birthday party out of a light bulb, a pair of Crocs, and a bar of soap. And it's going to be great. Happy birthday, Richard Dean Anderson. Hey, don't miss Kansas Live at the Smith Center March 21st. That is my painfully deep take, Mike.
We're stuck in an elevator, and all I have is a shoestring.
No problem.
We can get out. Love it. Congratulations, Thomas Lawson. First winner in the 10K payday contest, $1,000 richer. qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize, as well as all the other people that got that word in, that first code word of the morning in during that designated time, you're also qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to win and qualify, less than 2 hours from now. At about 8 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. All the rules and details about the 10K Payday Contest on our website at 96.3KKLZ.com.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to get some.
On 96.3KKLZ.
Okay, Carla, we have some new music clips for you. This is a preview from the March 25th edition of CMT Crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like when they do this.
So do I.
Every once in a while, Halsey and Kelsey Ballerina. Ballerini.
Yeah, and I am a freaking huge Halsey fan.
Okay.
I just love her.
So Halsey and Kelsey Ballerini.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah. She's the country star.
Yeah, she's good.
And this
she's
is good. The song they did. This is Halsey's Graveyard. Pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, it's really,
and they go back and forth, right?
They do each other's songs. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be on CMT March 25th. Halsey and Kelsey Ballerini. Pearl Jam has a new song out.
I love it.
Yeah. This came out yesterday. It's called Dance of the Clairvoyance.
Yeah.
Check this out. Jam.
Freaking love it. Maury and I were talking about it earlier. It's different for them. It's very different. It sounds a little Talking Heads.
You know what? This part
does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's really cool.
David Byrne and
yes.
Yeah, I hear it.
I love it. Yeah. And him just, whoa.
Yeah. So that's Pearl Jam, Dance of the Clairvoyance. Some new music out for you this day. Last hour, John had mentioned the reopening of the Strat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stratosphere as the Strat went last night, hung out with Steve Arcana and his beautiful wife, Dana. And boy, oh boy, I told Steve, I said, I hadn't been here in a long time.
Yeah.
And it looks very cool.
Yeah, it is. I was there not so long ago, and it is cool. It's very cool.
Between the restaurants, the bar, and I was not able to go up.
That's where I was last time. Went there and then went up.
Probably one of the best views of the city you can get.
It's amazing. I go there once in a while to, my fear of heights. So I have to go there and just kind of do it.
Keep it in check.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It was Sammy Hagar, Rick Springfield, Guy Fieri, a whole bunch of other celebrities. And it was just awesome. And again, hadn't been there for a long, long time, but it's very nice. And boy, what a party.
Yeah.
What a party.
Yeah.
And this young lady came up to me and she goes, Michael Bryan, I just wanted to come up. I know you probably don't remember, but I hired you and Carla Ray to debut a gaming machine. And And I said, you know what? I do remember doing that. Both you and I have talked about this before.
Right. It was across from, what was it called? Ice?
Something
Ice,
like that.
Because Peter Morton had, his brother, I think, had something to do with that. But Ice?
Yeah.
I think it was called. Over on Koval, remember that?
Harman.
And like Harman, sort of in that area. Yes, I remember that well.
I came down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And
I was kind of back behind a curtain doing whatever announcements and shtick. Yeah. And I remember, because this was like the early, I want to say 2001, maybe 2001. And I had to do some stuff on a computer, but it was an Apple computer. And yeah. At that time, nobody had Apple computers. It was like, oh, dear God, what am I doing? They were like, okay, just push this button and that button, because everything was kind of reversed at the time. So
and
I
that
remember
picture
that
we
well.
Took backstage, we yeah. reposted a couple of times. I said, yes, we remember. And it's so great that you came up to me,
that.
And
yeah.
it was a great night. But last night at the Strat, Steve and, cool. and Blake Sartini and the whole group, thank you very much. It was a great party.
Very cool.
Great party. And if you've not been there, go back because it's
yes.
totally different and so cool.
Neat place.
All right, sunshine today and tomorrow, high in the mid to upper 60s. 45 now. Just a few things we think you should know. Going to do that after Michael Jackson Beat It.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Why? Why do we get gray hair? You might get it at 60 or 70. You might get it at 25 or 30. Scientists figured out why stress turns your hair gray. When your fight or flight response is triggered, it can produce a chemical that attacks the cells that color your hair. And when that happens enough times, your hair just says, forget it, I'm staying gray.
Really?
Yes.
Now, my brother has been totally gray.
Right.
For the longest time.
Really?
My sister, Sue,
mm-hmm.
totally gray.
Wow,
and
okay.
she has the most stress-free life I've
yeah.
ever...
Isn't that interesting?
She's so easygoing.
Yeah. Do they have kids?
Yes.
Well, there you
there
go. Right there.
She was a single mother
right
for
there.
The longest time.
I thought I had a lot of gray in my girl. You know, I color. I do
yeah.
highlights. But she said, you don't have that. You have gray, but you don't have that much. So.
See, me, I have a little bit, but
yeah,
nothing compared to...
Yeah, I know yours looks good. My mom and dad didn't go gray till a little later.
Oh, my
too,
dad
so.
Was...
Yeah, and
some,
my first boyfriend, I don't know, at like 28 or so,
that's
started
when,
going gray.
Yeah, same with mine.
Yeah, wow.
Started
okay.
getting him around 28.
Everybody relax.
I know, everybody just
and by
chill,
the way,
man.
For my sister Barb, who listens.
Yeah, she just texted me. I sent her something on Monday. Thanks, got it. Okay, Barb.
We talked about this before, the gray
it.
Hair.
Yes.
She goes... Sent me a picture. Excuse me, I do not have gray
yes,
hair.
Yes, exactly. So. Most women don't have gray hair.
Well, of
wink,
course
wink.
They don't.
Hey, you want a cheap Apple phone? Well, it may be happening. They may be releasing a low-cost iPhone as early as March. It'll resemble the iPhone 8, but and it will have a home button. The screen's about 4.7 inches. It's a little smaller like that one, but it has the same processor as the iPhone 11, which is very, very cool.
Wow.
Starting price will be about $399. That's almost unheard of. That
yeah.
is almost
unheard. Is that cheap?
That's
yes.
so cheap.
Oh.
The new iPhone right now is like $1,000.
Yeah, mine is like $1,200.
Yeah. But
seriously?
Morty makes producer money, though. I don't. What am I? You know.
I'm still paying for it. Put me on the 3-year plan.
You can't even go out to a
no.
night to remember.
No, I, yeah.
Much less buy a.
Oh, my God. Well, neither can I.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. And photos have surfaced of the newest Corvette. Wow. This one goes from 0 to 60 in less time than it takes someone to say, wow, that's a tiny penis. No, but it's fast is what I'm saying.
Wow. Hey, listen, I belong to the vet club, man. I'm Sergeant at Arms.
Yeah, the vet club. Listen, when I was out in Mosquito over this last weekend, they had some of the old Corvettes. You know, you're talking
those
about 62.
Are classics.
Oh, my God, they were beautiful.
That and the Mustang.
You know what, guys? If you're driving those, I know you don't need to go to space.
No.
Okay? I know you don't have to.
You don't need the extra
no,
2 inches.
You do not.
Good to know.
Sponsored by Sam and Ash. Sam and Ash, what's right? It is Thursday. Few things you should know.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, it's not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla and I were talking off the air about the Ellen DeGeneres Show. You saw it yesterday. It was with Colin Farrell.
Yeah, well, he was not even so much him, but what he was talking about, he has an 8-year-old... His son, and he said, you know, I totally dropped the parental ball, and I allowed him to watch the movie It, which is scary. It's scary.
How old is the kid?
Eight.
8
years old. And I just started thinking about, you know, just that. My sister-in-law is a nurse up at Summerlin Hospital, Peds NICU, and she was saying that still, like, every day there's a kid brought in 2 or 3 years old with, like, a dislocated shoulder or elbow because, you know, they want to be picked up by their arms.
Yeah.
And then, oopsie. And, you know, I said, well, what do you do? I just pop it back in. But I'm wondering, like, have you ever injured your kid either emotionally or physically by letting them do something like that?
702-739-9636. Oh, John, what was your story?
Me and my brother were kids. I was probably 7. He was probably 3 or 4. We went in to wish my mom happy Mother's Day, and we were sitting at the foot of my parents' bed, and my mom shifted her legs, knocked my brother off the end of the bed, and he broke his collarbone.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
What about you, Caroline?
My epic parent fail is taking my 9-year-old son to Disney for the first time, and the first ride he ever rode was Tower of Terror, and he is now scarred for life and can't ride rides.
Perfect.
I have felt bad ever since. That unfortunately he won't even try him now. He was scarred for life.
Oh, no.
Well, say, look how much money you've saved.
Well, that's true. That's true. Very true. You know what? Thank him. 9 years old, that might have been. But it depends on the kid, though, too. But yeah. I won't go on Tower of Terror, which is now Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I won't go on it.
What's your parental fail? Colin Coward.
Colin Farrell. Colin Coward, an old friend of ours.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, listen to this. Christine says, my son did the same as John, playing, tumbled off the chair and broke his collarbone. Although, she says, it is easy to fracture.
Yeah.
So he's broken it 5 times now so far, and he's only 18. So it is easy to fracture. Now, I love this. Somebody wrote in, I accidentally gave my son some lobster, not realizing that lobster is considered shellfish, too. My son looked like a Star Trek character in the face from the reaction. I felt so bad. Had an allergic reaction. For the record, I only thought shrimp was the one that could do that. Yeah, lobster, crab, keep that in mind, my friend. Lobster, crab, scallops, let's keep going. Crayfish, crawdads. Now,
Google it.
Yes, Google it, exactly. Now, Shauna, you'll love this. We were playing Punch Bug. Do you know Punch Bug?
Yeah,
Yeah. And my son was in the back seat. I ended up hitting him in the nose and bloodied it. He now tells everyone I broke his nose when he was little.
Well, I thought you were supposed to hit somebody in the arm.
Hit him in the arm, but she reached back, I think, to do the punch and
cracked
didn't
him
see
because
you're driving.
Well,
right?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh,
you
my
can't
gosh.
Let a punch bug go by.
Oh, my gosh.
Maggie, what about you?
So me and my husband were walking. We were holding our daughter. She was about 2. We were holding her hand, one on one side, one on the other.
Oh, boy. Oh.
And you know how you swing your kids when they're little?
Oh.
Well, we swung her up. We did a 1, 2, 3. We swung her up. I let go, which caused my husband to let go.
Oh.
She flew across the about 10 feet and bounced on the sidewalk.
Oh.
I mean, it's not funny.
Oh.
It's funny, but it's not funny.
Oh, my God.
At 2 years old?
You know, well, yeah. Wow.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, talk about dropping the ball. Oh, dropping the kid,
I guess. I did that. You know, a neighbor kid was over, and his dad was there. And
yeah.
You know, you do it. You grab the kid by the arms. You're swinging around. And then I heard a little pop. And she started crying, so I put the kid down real carefully.
Uncle Mike's gonna go.
And I said, okay, go home. And then dad goes, no, she's fine, blah, blah, blah. But boy, you got to be careful.
I don't think I've ever injured a kid. I don't think so.
Well, that's good to know.
Thank God. I was as a kid, but doing the, remember in the water when you'd put your foot in somebody's hands and they'd launch you? And I did, I hit the side of the pool and I clunked my chin. Awful.
I always love when the parents are playing soccer or football with their little kid and they kick the ball or throw the ball too hard and the kid gets knocked down.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I could laugh all day at that.
Oh, no.
Good to know. Good to know, Morty. You've got such a nice heart. All right. 10K payday contest. Your second code word of the morning. Chance to put some cash in your pocket. Coming up after AC/DC Back in Black.
It's time to play the 10K payday contest.
All right, here we go. Let's Let's make it happen. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, listen.
Listen, L-I-S-T-E-N, listen.
Shh, do you hear that? Listen. For your chance to win $1,000 right now, text LISTEN to 45911. That is 45911. Win $1,000 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter LISTEN at 96.3KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the word LISTEN. You have 15 minutes to text it. Now, listen. If you get a weird number calling you in about a half hour, do pick it up. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to let you know you won $1,000. Again, the word LISTEN. 15 minutes to text it to 45911. Good luck.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, it sure is.
So start grabbing the garb. All the t-shirts and hoodies.
Boy.
And
yeah, I know.
You ready for this?
No. I mean, I don't know. There are a lot of things to talk about with regards to this. But yeah, I mean, it's here. It's coming.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Let's just get through hockey season right now.
Right. And then when is our first date? When is our first date?
With the
Raiders.
Raiders.
Yeah.
That would be, Morty, look that up. I think it's sometime in September.
September, I believe it is. Yeah.
The first weekend.
Yeah. I don't know when our official first date is. But he's looking. But there's I believe, I don't know, I know nothing, but I just think somebody big's going to come in and open that arena.
That's what we were talking about off the air before even the football season.
Right.
They're going to have a big concert there.
They have to.
We just don't know who, when, or where, or when.
Right. I think it'll be the Rolling Stones. That's what
I think.
You've
said that for a while now.
Somebody else said, oh, no, it'll be Garth Brooks.
Okay.
It could be.
That's a lot of seats to fill.
Right. I know. Okay. And then another friend of mine said Richard Marx. I said, well, probably not. I don't think so. Or Rick Astley. No. We'll all get Rickrolled.
Not in the new Allegiant Stadium.
No.
It just says Denver Broncos. It doesn't have a date.
Okay.
But that's the first home game.
That should be a big game then.
All right.
Two big rivals.
Yeah.
All right. Sunshine today. Going to be
they
nice.
Still? I don't know. No, I mean, when they moved to Vegas, new team.
Well,
right. New, yeah.
And Denver sucks.
Yeah.
65 the high today. Tomorrow, mid-60s, about 45 outside right now. Another take on some entertainment news. Carla has that coming up for you in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, boy, Jessica Simpson has a new book out, and she has a lot to say about John Mayer.
All right, we'll talk more about that, some other stories after Queen. We will rock you. We are the champions.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden, they revealed their new daughter's name. They had a daughter at the end of December. Her name is Radix Chloe Wildflower Madden. So,
who's this?
Cameron Diaz.
Oh.
Benji Madden. Radix Chloe Wildflower Madden. So,
wow.
Any therapists in L.A. learn to write that out. Jeez.
Poor kid.
Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, they did Gayle King's Grammy special. Gayle brought up, Blake Shelton's mullet that he used to have.
Yeah.
And he said, it might be time to bring it back. And Gwen Stefani agreed and said, you know what? I can get you some extensions to get it going because it was pretty long.
Yeah.
They are the oddest couple to me. They work, but they are the oddest couple to me. When they're sitting together talking, it's like.
It's like, what do you see in him? I know what he gets out of her and sees in her.
But I don't know. Even so, they're just the oddest couple. But you know what? Maybe that's why it works.
I was telling Jody, I was asking her, what do you think maybe I should bring? You know that publicity photo I took back in the 90s?
Your mullet? Yeah.
I said, I'm thinking about bringing it back as well. What do you think? She goes, no.
You don't control me. It's my hair.
You know what? And I'll get highlights, too.
Yeah, that's right.
That?
Yeah, I'm going to go totally bleach blonde. Jessica Simpson, she has a new memoir coming out. It's called Open Book. She discusses, now, it's not putting him down or anything. She's talking about her life. She talked about John Mayer when she dated him. He called her sexual napalm. She says it was shocking, And but the thing that I thought was, you know what? My grandmother's going to see this and hear this. And she thought that was odd, but she said he thought that's what I wanted to be called. What? I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't, but he repeatedly told her that he was, quote, sexually and emotionally obsessed with her. And she said he was so smart, and he is. She said his intelligence really drove her to drink because she said it was like a competition. He was so clever, and I always felt like I was, you know, in a competition that he always had to win. I would imagine it would be tough to be with John Mayer. He is smart. Yeah. He is smart.
See, my stupidity does the same thing for Jody.
I don't think I've... Well, I may have driven people to drink, but not because of my intelligence.
So, wait, sexual napalm was a comment? Or...
It was...
Is that good?
He thought it was a compliment to her.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, if you want to be thought of as, you know, sexually, you know, deadly, then yeah, I guess so.
What are you looking for, a nickname or something?
No, I know.
Okay.
I'm going to call myself sexual napalm.
Well, there's
napalm.
Like sexual chocolate, now it's sexual napalm.
I mean, that's not napalm. From what I recall, not healthy.
No.
Man.
Nothing like the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yes, exactly. Oh, that's not, yeah.
All right.
Hey, don't miss Kansas live at the Smith Center, March 21st.
Looking forward to this Saturday. We're all going to be out at Divas Day Out, Nevada's largest free women's event. Galleria at Sunset, 10 to 4 this Saturday. Stop by the KKLZ booth. Win a luxurious spa day for two over at the Canyon Ranch Spa and Fitness, plus lunch, your choice, massage or facial. We'll have concert tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you want to find out more about Diva's Day Out, just text the word Diva, 702-739-9636. You know, Carla, we love the pets. I know you do your NSPCA video every other week or so.
Yep.
By the way, if you haven't checked out the latest one, it's on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
Please do.
They have some great animals down there.
Yeah, they do.
We like to feature the pets. Here's a guy with a duck, Carla. He has a duck. And the duck is playing the drum. He put the duck up to a snare drum and listened to the duck play the drums. That's a duck playing drums.
Need some cymbals.
No, he doesn't do cymbals.
No, I know. He just kicks. That's good.
He's holding the duck over the drum, and the feet are just going...
They're paddling. He's paddling.
Basically, so... Single guy down in his parents' basement.
He could have played the beginning right here.
He could have. All right, Bon Jovi tickets to give away with Thespian Opera Theater. Going to do that in about 5-6 minutes from now.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all this week you have a chance to win tickets for Bon Jovi. They're back in Vegas. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. You have a chance to actually win them before you could even buy them from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Broad Closet, Prize Closet.
Yes.
And, of course, being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater. Yes, that.
I spent 20 years trying to get out of this place.
I was looking for something I couldn't replace.
I was running away from the only thing I've ever known.
Like a blind dog without a bone.
Gypsy lost in the Twilight Zone.
I hijacked a rainbow and crashed into a pot of gold.
Okay, there you go. All you have to do is identify the song by title that we're singing in Thespian Opera Theater. Got the phone lines on hold right now. Get through news and weather. Then after that, look for caller number 9 with the winning answer. Here it is one more time. I spent 20 years trying to get out of this place.
I was looking for something I couldn't replace.
I was running away from the only thing I've ever known.
Like a blind dog without a bone.
Gypsy lost in the Twilight Zone.
I hijacked a rainbow and crashed into a pot of gold.
All right, our number 702-739-9636. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Bon Jovi, another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
I spent 20 years trying to get out of this place.
I was looking for something I couldn't replace.
I was running away from the only thing I've ever known.
Like a blind dog without a bone.
I was a
gypsy lost in the twilight zone.
I hijacked a rainbow and crashed into a pot of gold.
All right, there you go. All you have to do is tell us the name of that song from those lyrics we're singing. We have Lucinda on the phone. Lucinda, can you do it?
Who said you can't go home?
There you go. Good job, Lucinda.
Nicely done.
Right on.
Got your John Bon Jovi tickets before they even go on sale. The concert is June 20th, so thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. By the way, for everybody else, a second chance to win these tickets, all you have to do is register online at 96.3kklz.com. We had another winner in the 10K Payday Contest. It was Beth McAteer who got the call from the Beasley banker. Her reaction when she picked up the phone to find out she won $1,000.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God, that's awesome.
And as usual, the banker wants to know what you're doing with the money, so here's her reply.
Oh, boy, I got plans. I'm going to buy myself a diamond ring.
There you go. There's a woman who knows what she's going to do with the money.
That's great.
Next chance to win in less than an hour. From now, Carl, it's Wendy Rush. We'll have another code word for you at 10 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for that. Your chance to win in the 10K Payday Contest. Some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news. Get to that after Kansas.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Sky Diamonds. This is just weird. A cop in Texas told a woman to stop twerking on top of a car.
Well, sure.
Instead, she dropped her pants, kept twerking, and spat on him.
Oh, yeah? Shake, shake.
Mom.
Shake it.
Boy, oh, boy. That, wow. You know, that's going to be a rough day for you when that's the first thing that happens. Come on, come down. Yeah, come down from the car.
If I could twerk, I would do it everywhere, too. I'd do it on cars. I'd do it right up here on the console. I don't care.
Oh, great.
Man,
good to know.
I would. I can't twerk.
You can't twerk at all?
Well. No, I look like an idiot. Look, I'm trying to sit
well,
out.
Well, I got news for you. Everyone looks like an idiot twerking.
Well, that's true.
So.
Okay. No, that's true.
We like to keep you abreast of what's happening when it comes to a viral challenge. It's the outlet challenge now. It's very dumb and potentially dangerous.
Huh, really?
This is where you plug something in halfway, then drop a penny on the exposed part of the prongs to make it spark.
Okay.
What could possibly go wrong, Carla?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it when you're standing around water, too, just to... Yeah.
In water.
Do that. That'll be fun. It's called the toaster in the bathtub challenge. It's a kick. It's so much fun.
You talk about
a shocker.
Going viral.
Get the phone, honey. This is going to be great.
Are you videoing? This? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a bunch of nutbags. Oh, I can't. Speaking of sparks, a Florida resident, St. Petersburg, who knew? He was recently arrested for starting a fire in his apartment to keep warm. Now, you know, it's been cold in Florida.
It's
been very
it has.
Cold. So he stacked a bunch of paperwork that he had and just kind of lit it on fire. Yeah. And, of course, the smoke detectors said, wait, what's that? And then the fire department showed up and he was arrested with first-degree arson at his
own.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you have one that says big boobs?
It sounded good on paper. Yes, it really did.
I know.
I'll just,
you know
I have
what?
Paperwork
I'll just light a fire. I don't have a fireplace.
I'll stay warm.
But I'll do this. Woman in Michigan looking to sell her husband. He washed her $200 designer jeans over the weekend and then stuck them in the dryer and they shrunk up to nothing. Nothing. And she posted an ad on Facebook. Seeking $111 for my husband. That's all, $111. So, you know what, ladies? There's a man out there that's really, really cheap.
Uh-oh. Or a man out there that really wants to wear her jeans.
Yeah.
Now. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Jeez. Or maybe it was just an excuse for him to get out of that one. It is Thursday. Your other news?
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show. Little good news that you can take with you. Well, the only cashier at a gas station near Grand Rapids, Michigan, got so sick he had to call 911. And you know, the store would have had to shut down because he was the only one working there. You know, like a 7-Eleven type store.
Yeah.
He called 911 around midnight, and he also called his boss to see if someone could fill in, but he couldn't wait around. The paramedics took him to the hospital, and the other cashier couldn't get there for a while. But there were a bunch of customers there, so some of them took him to the hospital. The others stayed there. The firemen, some of the firemen, paramedics stayed there, jumped behind the counter, and ran the store until the next employee got there. Now, Fire Captain Chris said, we had some trouble figuring out the register at first.
I bet.
But then we finally got it working.
Was that when the little boy showed up?
And Rick, no, there was no little boy. Well, I think maybe somebody bought a candy bar, Mike, somewhere along the way. You were not at the pre-show meeting, as
clearly,
you mentioned. Yes.
Clearly. I thought this was a little boy story.
No. But he rang people up. The other employee finally, you know, showed up. But the firemen just kind of downplayed the whole thing. They said, you know, anybody would have done the same thing. That's not true.
No.
That is not true. And he said, our job is, you know, to help. So the good news, the cashier who got sick was treated, released a few days later, and he is okay.
Nice.
Is
a lot okay. of people would have just flipped the sign over going, we're closed.
Yeah, sorry, closed. Can you not see this?
Move on.
Register? Jeez.
Anytime you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. The more local, the better.
Yes.
That's what we really want to hear.
Absolutely.
Just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. All right, ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Wrapping up the show this morning, well, we got new music from Pearl Jam.
Yes.
Which sounds very cool.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. You want to check that out? We'll put that on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page. We'll isolate that because it really does.
It
sounds very
cool.
Good.
I look forward to hearing the rest of that album.
A lot of guys evidently booking time to go to space.
Well, you grow like 2 inches up there, guys. Up to it, man.
We also found out from John Schaefer during the news, if you're thinking about renting out a room, you might want to do so during the NFL draft weekend.
Yeah, if you can afford it.
Do it now.
Yeah, do it now is right.
He said room rates, which normally are about $250, $300, over $750.
What has happened to our little town?
89% up.
What happened? Mm-hmm. Did you do the math already?
Yeah.
And parents, quit throwing your kids around.
Well, don't let them go if you do.
No, but apparently we found out they do bounce if you drop them. Gee, wow.
Walk it off.
Yes.
Those parental nightmares are freaking them out or something like that.
Yes, yeah, when you drop the ball, literally. Jeez.
All right, listen, that about does it for us. Wendy Rush, in less than 20 minutes, another code word for you. Cash in on the 10K payday contest. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.